This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehwash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized importance of innovation, research and emerging technologies in shaping India's growth trajectory. Addressing the 57th convocation of Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, yesterday, Mr. Modi urged the students to keep the national interest at the center of their decisions and ask themselves how their actions can benefit the country and address its needs. The Prime Minister said that new sectors are emerging in the country, offering fresh opportunities for the youth. He cited sectors such as semiconductors, space and drones, and said India is working towards becoming self-reliant across all sectors. Mr. Modi said the strive towards self-reliance will serve as a strong foundation for building a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a phone call from US Vice President J.D. Vance a short while ago. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed ways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership across key areas. They noted the sustained momentum in the high-level engagements and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening cooperation in trade, defense, critical and emerging technologies, energy security and critical minerals. Both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Mr. Modi congratulated Mr. Vance and the Second Lady Usha on the birth of their son and conveyed best wishes to the entire family. The government has clarified that UPI will remain free for consumers and all person-to-person transactions will continue to be free of charge. The Finance Ministry in a statement said consumers will not face any transaction charges while making payments through UPI, while the vast majority of merchant transactions will also remain free of charge. It said that if merchant discount rate MDR charges are introduced, they will apply only to a limited set of merchant transactions above a certain threshold and at a nominal rate. The deadlock over the alleged irregularities in the JPSC and JSSC recruitment examinations in Jharkhand now appears to be moving towards a resolution. The Jharkhand government will hold next round of talks with students protesting the alleged exam irregularities in the state today. The talks will be held around 12 PM, a member of the government panel said, after the panel held meeting with Chief Minister Hemant Soren, apprising him about the progress achieved during the dialogue with the protesters. The high-level talks between the state government and different groups of protesting students was held yesterday at the state guest house in Ranchi in a positive atmosphere. To ensure greater transparency, the government has also issued an official feedback email ID through which students and all stakeholders can submit their suggestions. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has ordered a comprehensive inquiry into allegations of misappropriation of donations at Mumbai's Siddhi Vinayak Temple. As informed by the official sources, the Chief Minister has directed an examination of the temple's records for the past 5 years. The temple's Board of Trustees met Fadnavis on Thursday and submitted detailed records of donations received between 2023 and 2026. Following the meeting, the Chief Minister directed officials to audit the records for the preceding years as well. Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena Chief Raj Thackeray had alleged misappropriation of donations worth Rs 18 crore at the Siddhi Vinayak Temple. 9 employees had earlier been arrested in connection with the matter. The United States is reviewing a proposal to eliminate the 60-day grace period that allows certain foreign workers on non-immigrant visas to find a new employment after losing their jobs. If implemented, the move could require affected workers to leave the country immediately after their employment ends. The proposal from the Department of Homeland Security is currently under review at the Federal Office of Management and Budget. Further details of the proposal are not immediately known. The 60-day grace period was introduced in 2017 to allow foreign workers and their dependents to stay in the US while searching for new employment after a job loss. And that is the end of this news bulletin.